With AirDrop, you can quickly share stacks of photos, long videos, and even large files from your iPhone or iPad to nearby Apple devices. Before you start, make sure the person you're sharing with is nearby and that you both have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth turned on. If either of you have personal hotspot on, you might need to turn it off. If you and your intended recipient both have a supported device with iOS 17 or later, you can initiate an AirDrop transfer by opening the file you want to share. Tap the Share button and move your iPhone close to your contact's iPhone. If prompted to, tap Share. Now we'll show you how to use AirDrop to share with someone you have saved in your contacts and how to share with someone who's not in your contacts. First, let's use AirDrop to share with someone in your contacts. You might be able to use AirDrop just by bringing your iPhone close to their iPhone, or use the Share button in any supported app. We'll use Photos. In your library, tap Select. Now, tap the photos you want to share with AirDrop, tap Share, and tap AirDrop. If someone in your contacts is nearby, they appear under People. Tap the name of the person you want to share with and wait for the devices to connect. Have the recipient tap Accept to confirm, and when the transfer is complete, the item you've shared opens automatically on their iPhone as long as a supported app is installed. Next, let's use AirDrop to share with someone not in your contacts. You might be able to use AirDrop just by bringing your iPhone close to their iPhone. Or use the Share button in any supported app. We'll use the Files app to share a document. First, tap the More button. Then, tap Select. And select the files you want to send. Now, tap the Share button and tap AirDrop. To send files to someone who is not in your contacts, they'll need to adjust their AirDrop settings. On their device, have them open Control Center and touch and hold the connectivity controls. They can also tap the center of the controls. Now, have them tap AirDrop and tap Everyone for 10 minutes. On your device, tap the name of their iPhone when it appears under People. And if both devices are on iOS 26.2 or later, the recipient is prompted to use an AirDrop code to allow the transfer. Have them tap Get AirDrop Code. When they receive the AirDrop code, enter it on your iPhone. Wait a moment as the transfer completes. And when it's done, the recipient can tap View to open the file you sent. When you share using an AirDrop code, the person you share with is added to the Other Known list in your contacts for 30 days. But you can remove them in the Contacts app. And that's how you can share through the air using AirDrop.